Reis Tamach Tes, second column, second paragraph. Rabbi Seinu Zal, Dorshu. Rabbi Seinu Zal, Dorshu. Achrei Levavichem, Zuminus. You pronounce it Achrei Levavichem or Achrei Levavichem? Say Levavichem, okay. It's one of the great disputes, if it's Levavichem or Levavchem. There are people that felt very strongly about this dispute. What? Zalman Hena said Levavichem. Yeah, because it would be Levav, it would be Kem. After Shvar Noch comes a Dagesh. If it's Levav, it should be Levavchem. He said it has to be Levavichem instead of Levavchem. Artscroll says Levavchem. Anyway, it means the same thing, one way or the other. Rabbi Seinu Zal Darshu. Ach, I say Levavichem, that's what my Rabbi said. Achrei Levavichem zu minus. Achrei Levavichem is minus. Don't stray after your heart. There are first happy courses. Now that doesn't seem right. L'chari yifla. Harei halev mokem mishkan achemda. The heart is usually described as a sign of the seat of emotion, of desire. And that should refer to a desire and a drive to fulfill one's desires. But the intellect of a person who is the head, not the heart. And how does the idea of happy courses, how is that referred to as heart? I mean, it's not because it's a hemtaitzais, yishtab shasada b'maychai, b'chekiris philosophies, philosophical ideas are in the brain. Ha'ilalayim ha'lay sasura achrei datchem. So that's his kasha. I mentioned to you, I think in the past, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, because of this, maintains that levav refers to the brain. There's no, he says it's inconceivable that there's no word in Hebrew for brain. There's no, in modern Hebrew they say mayach, but mayach in Chazal means the marrow of the bone. So it's inconceivable there's no such word. Rabbi Yaakov said that. So what we in Yeshiva heard that Rabbi Yaakov said was that lev is the heart, and levav is the brain. Levavichem is the brain. In his sefer, they didn't print it that way. It just printed that a lev refers to the brain as well. I suppose Rabbi Yaakov, maybe, I don't know which one he said second, but the...
How do you know when it's which?
I don't know. No, yeah, Rabbi Yaakov says Lev is usually the brain, and he says the tefillin that's Neged Alev means the tefillin Shoresh. That's what he says. But anyway, Rav Schwab is not going with that novel approach. He says Lev is the heart, is the Mokim Echemda, and
A Jew thinks with his heart.
Okay, Yafa Devar Lumishamara, he certainly was that way. He did lave. Okay, very good. Okay.
Who said that?
He said, Soloveitchik said that a Jew thinks with his heart. Very interesting. Okay, anyway, he says, he brings Rabbi Chanan, one of Rabbi Chanan's mamorim. V'tiritz Maron Hagoyin Hakadosh Rabbanu Masamin Zitzal Hashem Yalkim Damei Ki Amuna Shakadosh Baruch Hu Bara Ha'Olam Hu Ben Mismucher Chol Ben Das. Rabbanu maintains that Amuna, that there's a Creator, is something that's intellectually it's something that intellectually is an obvious thing. V'Mloi Ha'Yaladim Yetsa Haram Tayvoisav Agashmius and Tiyosav Habehemius. And were it not that human beings have desires, Hare Biraisa Ha'olam Umiluai, Asher B'chol Prat to Prat Nimsa Seida Na'alam Oid, V'chokhma Amuka, we would look at nature and a world which is created with such a wisdom and such a precision. Lo'yoy Nidnut Safik, Laf Echad, no question to even any individual, Lahachish, Mitzias HaBayre, that there's got to be a creator. This bainim no bechal ashitais she pitpitu apikorsis. Look at the different ideas that apikorsis has, the denial of a creator has brought forth. The dugma svaras, huh?
Big bang.
Looks like a chocolate bar in Israel, you know. Big bang. The big bang. Sheidei riboy halachatz be'adam, through the great pressure on the atom, is palates, is paitzes barash gadol, and exploded in a great tumult. Bezeh nasa metzius ha'olam. Somehow from that explosion, the world came about. Hari hashad tzevechas meifa b'ha atom. Where did the first matter come from? We see where this is paitzitzus, who caused the explosion of the Big Bang. Nayim b'havayis balechayim. Look at the creation of living creatures. Et kufa achrayna. Gilu chachmei hateva. Mitzios shal garmin todaisim. They came up with an understanding of the genetic makeup of a person. In parentheses, hanikra genes. It's called genes. It must be a Hebrew word for genes. What do I call it? Huh? Anyway, the, you know what that says? Huh?
DNA.
Hakaylulim say the harkava shalkach tchuras adam. Now all human beings are the creation of a human being is programmed in the DNA. Kagayin. Given Sarai, the color of his hair, Mara Einav, Vatoyar Piv, and the form of his mouth, Vairach Apai, the length of his nose, Hakel Rosh Mikaidim Bezera Adam. All of that is encoded in the seed of man, in the genes of a man, Ubi'ion, Barakavas HaDNA, Yesh Lechavin Sherish Kol Yachin Makar HaLadasai. And if a person would know how to read the DNA, he could figure out everything. Mi hu shetfiya program hamakayri ba'adam. Who put that program into the human being? Hamitachim mikra nedidsh a big bang lahamsi kolayla. The big bang created a genetic code. The sma, one wonders. Nimsa shiyasaydi amunu mitzerasim uchrochin l'chol misheinu b'chal shayta. Really, the idea that there's a creator, the foundations of our faith, are mukhrach. They should be obvious to anyone who's not a fool. And Cain, Eich Noyalu Achaykrin Afilosophic, Lahachish Dover Apush, Lachom is Bainai. Something that we see as being eminently simple. Why is it that people deny it? Tatiris Lazah. Shasiba Yechida, Shiesh Bede Odom, Misamtsim, Yegi Atsuva, Lahamsi Svaris, Misulafis. The singular reason that people work hard to find other options to creation outside of a creator. It doesn't come from a philosophical bent. Elohim creates a machshavay slave. They come from the human desire. Shemishuchadim mitayvay seyem shlod ayin. So Chana maintains that if you were to remove all negias from a person will come to the conclusion that the world has to have a creator. And therefore, Minos or Apikorsis has its source in the taiva of a person. V'heim rak mishtamshim b'kayach sichlam lidresh v'lachgar. They use their minds to examine livnois alaharais, to build and destroy binyanim adirim, the philosophia, philosophical ideas. Achvarak de lagia lachro hanoichot lahem, to come to their desired conclusion. Shamles divales dayin. If there is no creator, there's no accountability. Veimator v'tachlas lakim o'aylam. This is Rabbi Chanan's Maimur El Amunah. The idea that Rabbi Chanan sees the faith of the Creator as being something that's intellectually obvious, and that the denial actually comes from a desire to to pursue one's taivas. The truth is, it's not just a desire to pursue one's taivas. A person doesn't like to have the idea that that he's dependent on a creator. A person always has, every human being has a natural desire to feel a certain amount of individuality, of freedom.
If you know anything about Reform Judaism or the other streams like Reconstructionists, they all deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they don't want to be bound. You know, they are indoctrinated by democracy and autonomy, and you know, I should be free to do what I want. They don't want to be bound by halacha or by Torah. So they rationalize it by saying there's no
There's no Torah of Sinai. That's
no Torah of Sinai.
One wonders, it's very hard. What?
At the end of the day, if somebody's looking for a heifer to do whatever he wants to do, so he automatically downplays normal common sense.
Even within Yiddishkeit, there is a certain amount of debate as to whether this approach. The approach is logically true. I'm not talking about the truth of the approach. I'm just talking about the path to Emunah. There is a significant difference of opinion as to whether the path to Emunah is what we call Emunah Pshuta or Emunah Shaideh Hakira. Whether Emunah comes from this type of an explanation, whatever manner of explanation you want. You know, that if you spill someone to tell you that ink spilled and created Shakespeare's plays, you would say it's ridiculous. So how can an explosion create an orderly world? It's certainly one of the Mahalchim, which we call Amuna Ayde Chakira, which is the Rambam's approach. Or Amuna Pshuta, which is an Amuna Pshuta to just trust what we heard from our parents and our ancestors, without Chakira. And I think it depends on the nature of an individual. I think it's very hard to do a one type fits all type sort of an approach to Emunah. People are different. I know as a kid, as I was growing up, I understood what the Rambam would call Emunah de Chakira, and I felt that it was logical that an orderly world couldn't have come upon on its own. But I had Rebbeim who taught that if you believe that, you can end up in Apikiris. You have to have Emunah Pshuta. And Emunah Pshuta, there was an older Rebbeim who didn't let you ask questions about Emunah, and which probably smart in a class of 30 people not to get into an approach that every child has to be able to appreciate. But I don't know. I remember being nervous about it. Like, I'm going to end up in Apikiris because I do feel that logically, the world could come out on, about on its own, but there are different approaches. If there's a big bang, there has to be a big banger. Okay, it's a pretty nice quote. So, all right, it's the big bang. It's really as an answer is a little ridiculous, but yeah. It says, "Lo Ovdu Yisrael as Havay Dizara Lahatulah Marayis." It's really the same idea. It's the same idea. There's an approach that Klal Yisrael never really fell for Havay Dizara. In Nach, when Klal Yisrael fell for Havay Dizara, because they wanted to be matir different taivis, which you believe in the Torah, you can't go for it. So therefore, well, one of the strongest rayas in Nach to this is the fact that if you plug yourself back into the world of Avodah Zarah, which we're very far from, every nation had its Avodah Zarah pretty consistently. Every nation had its Avodah Zarah, two Avodah Zarahs. And the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael had all of them. There's one pasuk that Rav Isaac Sher brings in Shoftim, where Klal Yisrael, after the death of one of their great leaders, straight after, and it mentions seven Avodah Zarahs that Klal Yisrael followed. So Rav Isaac Sher makes the point, seven Avodah Zarah, that's, you know, out of Avodah Zarah-ing the Avodah Zarah nations, you know, like everything. So the answer is, it depends. If you really believe in it, then, it's one thing. But if you're just looking at the Hatar Araya, so it doesn't really matter, you know, which excuse you take. You know, I once saw a very good line, an Amish line. Somebody comes to his neighbor and said, "Dear neighbor, may I borrow a yard of rope?" He says, "I'm sorry, I need it to bind my milk." He says, "But neighbor, one does not bind milk with rope." He replies, "When one wants to do a thing, that's as good a reason as any." So if I don't want to lend it to you, it's as good a reason as any. I want to bind my milk. You know, like, so when you want to be Avodah Zarah, when you want to be Mater Arayas, yeah, so this Avodah Zarah, yeah, Avodah Zarah, it doesn't really matter which Avodah Zarah you want to pursue, if that's the idea.
There's a kind of shara between the approaches. Rav Avigdor Miller's himself used to speak about Amunah Chushis and Amunah Sichlius. And he said that the Amunah, he gave the example, I mentioned to you, if you tell a child not to touch a hot stove because it'll hurt his hand, intellectually he understands it, and he might not, but sometimes curiosity overwhelms, and he does. Once he does it and he experiences it, so he says, mitzvahs of tefillah and Torah are a way of achieving Amunah Chushis and believing and developing. Now you'll get to Hashem if you do Chakira, but this is kind of his opinion.
A straighter path. Okay. At any rate, this is Rabbi Chanan's approach. And the end of the first column, on page Resh Ayin, V'loisiyah lahem nikifa slevim aseyem amitutoim. People don't want to have a pounding heart when they do actions that stray. Shari ein shum tam lahasiv yisaydais ve'erche muchlatim misnagos ha'adam. There should be no reason to put foundations or firm decisions into the path of a person. Don't follow after apikoresis. Shaminus he toitzas tavas aleiv. Shall ish Israeli the shabed b'tzeinoisav. A Jew has to obligate his desire. They shia sechel chavshi. So this is all a quote of Rabbi Chanan, and Achrei Levavichem Zuminos is Apikorsis, which comes from Taiva. I can tell you that in my experience with high school boys, it pretty much comes from this. High school boys who say, why is it important to learn Gemara, or why is it these type of questions, if a person has influence on them, very often, if he's, a boy says, why is it important to learn Gemara? And if you'll have his ear, you'll find that he started, you know, in the olden days looking at the wrong magazines, today looking at the wrong things on the internet. And basically, it comes to a great degree. It comes from the pursuit of Taiva, and Lamaisa, this we see.